Thoughts Only Version, Reno Center, April 11, 2021. Topic for tonight is service. Kavi and Farnaz read two quotes from Baba and question 55 from the book Most Precious.
Salam. Service expresses the divinity hidden in man. It broadens one's heart. It destroys narrow-mindedness, and it gives delight. The evil qualities and tendencies in us can be driven away through service. To remove the evil of egoism, service is the most efficient instrument. Service is the highest spiritual discipline. Service has a double effect. It extinguishes the ego and gives bliss. The joy one gets while promoting another's joy is incomparable. Service is the first step along the spiritual path. Hands that serve are holier than lips that pray. The second quote from Sai Baba. People are under the impression that service means merely to help the poor, the weak, and the forlorn. It is a big mistake to think that you are rendering service to others. In fact, you are serving yourself, because the same principle of the Atma, the same principle of love, is present in all. All men are essentially one. The differences lie only in their feelings. So man should change his feelings and try to recognize the truth that the same divinity is immanent in all. Only then can there be transformation in man. Now we'll read from Most Precious. Question. Dear one, speak to us of service to others. Answer. The joy of serving and sharing is boundless if it is done willingly and happily. What can compare to making someone happy? Giving a helping hand, loving nature, perhaps even hugging a tree, or gently touching the soft petals of a flower while murmuring loving words to it. It is beautiful to tell everyone and everything how you love them, how good it is to feel alive in this love, how easy it is to look at a sad face and make it happy. How rewarding it is just to serve, just because, without expecting reward, or even for the sake of name and fame, to freely love. Even service becomes a love affair. In reality, you are serving and loving yourself. Let it be a spontaneous act of love. When no thoughts enter your mind, because there is no time to think, how beautiful this is. Oh, it is so joyful to even talk about it. The word service drops when one willingly and anxiously loves and shares that love with all things and all people. By all means, love more and more. Don't be afraid. There is no end to love. Love is a bottomless ocean. Freely love, love, love. Let your heart sing the language of love. Whisper it to all. Open their hearts by the power of your love. Let the fire of love spread throughout the world and turn the unloving acts to ashes. Love is the only power. Why? Because love is the manifestation of the truth.
Several questions are asked regarding service and its effect on one's life, and many people share their experiences. And Sat says,
now is my turn to share. I appreciate everybody's kindness. And I saw Baba in the ashram many, many times, how selflessly He gave 24 hours, seven. All selflessly, wherever they needed it, help, he sent people to help. Whether it was education, whether it was hygiene, whether it was medical, whether it was food, whether it was just everything. I mean, he was a tremendous example for me of continuous givingness and expecting absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. To me, that's the sign of divinity. And that's one part that I really wanted to bring out and appreciate as you guys appreciate me. I want to know where the source of it was, where I learned it from. The other thing I was going to say that the service, when we talk about love in service, we think about organizing food or doing some sort of dramatic changes in people's life. But if we watch ourselves daily, by watching our own thoughts, we can be so much kinder to ourselves by the way we think, the way we react. So I think watching ourselves closely is the biggest service we can give, not only to ourselves, but to others. Again, brings me back that the Atma Dharma, not that we are all practicing the highest of Baba's essence, we cannot forget Atma Dharma means the highest Dharma is divine, realization of the divine. And for those of you that you don't think you are doing enough service, I want you to rest sure that what you are doing by eliminating all that junk and all that sensitivity from your own physical existence and the memory of many reincarnation is the biggest service you can not only give to yourself, but to others. As Baba said, the first step is service. Yes, the first step is service to separate you from your pain, or you serve because your parents do and all of that. But ultimately, the best service is to serve while you are getting fit by the truth and going all the way to Atma Dharma. And this is fortunately what we are doing. All of us, is not just the devotion, is not just the karma yoga. It's just not just the jnana yoga. It's combination of all of them makes it complete. Namaste.